Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like a dapper don,
giving them all
on.
Dress
like a million bucks,
diamond
things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, got a radio show. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I can't even tell you, man. I've been doing some thinking and, you know, just coming off vacation, I was really had some time to sit down and you know, just recharge myself. And just think about a lot of things and really spend some time with my wife. And her and I, you know, just recommitted ourselves and just went over a lot of things, just had a lot of long talks. You know, communication is the key, you know, and I'm a guy and I suffer with that, as do a lot of guys. I think a lot of women say that they have a communication problem with their men. I'm no different, you know. I can write a book all day, but I am a man. I'm wired a certain way. And it's not making excuses. It's just, it's certain things that we have to pay attention to, especially when it comes to women, because of the way we're wired. And we were just sitting out there talking and having some conversations. And one of the things that I wanted to mention today to you as one of the principles of success, being grateful at all times is difficult to do. Being grateful at all times is very difficult to do. I find that to be true with myself. Now, there are others that might be able to do it, but just from talking and listening and living and learning, being grateful at all times is difficult to do, but it's necessary. Because it's such an act of faith in knowing that no matter what's going on, it's going to be all right. And it's hard to see that when things are not going in your favor, when things have turned so dramatically the other way. And it seems as though you're the only one in the situation where you're involved with other people or someone got an accusation against you falsely, or somebody trying to do something to you unjustifiably, whatever the case may be. When it's happening to you, it does appear to you that, oh my goodness, man, this is horribly one-sided. So it is difficult. It is hard to do, to be grateful at all times, but it's so necessary. And I just want to point out a couple of things to you. First of all, the difficulty in being grateful in hard times is that, number one, the present circumstances oftentimes is just so pressing and so overwhelming that a lot of your energy is devoted to trying to come up with the solution for that, or trying to muster the strength to weather the storm, or trying to just brace yourself to try to get through it. And in doing that, it's hard to be grateful. It's hard to be grateful in pain. And I know it is. But here is the trick for me. This is what I've had to learn how to do. And I guess it takes practice to get here. It's not nothing you just start doing right away. You got to practice it in small increments to really get it. What I've always had to say to myself, and what I've learned to say to myself, is this is happening to me because God is working me through something. This is happening to me because it's some form of test that I have to pass in order to graduate to the next grade, in order to be allowed to move to the next level. This is happening to me because there's something I need to purge my life of, my body of, my spirit of. Something's purging in me. And when you purge something, it's painful. You know, it's like a person getting off drugs. The withdrawal is agonizing, I've been told. And every documentary I've ever watched, it's an agonizing process to go cold turkey, to withdraw, to pull away after you've been doing something so long. And so I know that this process is tough when you're going through some pain, but when you're purging your system, when you're having to pass a test, when you're being made ready for the next level, that moment right in there, in realizing that that's what's happening, that's where you find the gratitude. That's where I found the gratitude. I hope I'm explaining this correctly. I'm going to keep trying until I get it. But that's where you find the gratitude. The second part of it is that God has never left me. In all the things I've done, in all the mistakes I've made, all the lies I've told, all the situations I've gotten myself into from being greedy and wanting too much for me, at the expense sometimes of other people. Not doing it deliberately or in a vindictive way, because I've never had that spirit. I'm not a vindictive or a mean person. But sometimes in my life, in wanting to do what I wanted to do, I didn't totally weigh out the cause and effect of the other person. I mean, can I just be real with you with that? I mean, how many times we done all done that? Look, it don't make you a bad person. You know, good people do bad things all the time. I just happen to have come to the realization that unknowingly and not with malice intent towards a person, I've hurt people looking at something I wanted to do without really looking at what the cause and effect would be on the other person. So in doing some of these things, I've created situations for myself. But God, through his grace and mercy, has allowed me to even get beyond that. So when I'm saying that God has never left me, in spite of myself, he's always gotten me through. So that's the other part of it too, see, that no matter what you're going through, you've got to understand that God has always gotten you through it. Now, hasn't he? Now, it may not be the way you wanted or the way you liked, but guess what? You can't do wrong and not pay for that now. That's not how this works. That's never going to be the case. But the great thing about God is he fires warning shots at us all the time. He gives us an opportunity to stop. You know, he don't fully punish us right away every time we do something wrong, now does he? You know, eventually you're going to get caught doing whatever it is you're doing. You do understand that, don't you? But the first time, that close call, that was a warning shot for you to stop. look, I know you're not perfect. I know we all sinners down here. So I know you're going to make mistakes one time. I know you was looking at her when you wasn't supposed to. I know you said something to him when you wasn't supposed to. I know you got with her when you know you wasn't supposed to. And I know you got with him when you know you wasn't supposed to. So I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to fire a warning shot, and maybe you'll slow your roll this time. But we keep on, though. See, that's what happens. See, we just keep on. And then the next thing you know, we get caught. Now, oh, Lord, have mercy. I want out of this. Yeah, well, see, you done dug this hole pretty deep. And he gonna get you out. But there's some things that's got to go down now because you didn't pay attention to the warning shot. See, had you stopped the first time you felt bad about it and said you wasn't gonna do it no more, the situation wouldn't be as critical. But because we don't stop and we go again, but God always forgives. He always allows us to get back up again. He always gives us mercy. He always gives us his grace. He always does that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, everybody, you have just done the right thing. What you've done is started your day off with the Steve Harvey Morning Show. I am J. Anthony Brown. Put your hands together because your morning is about to be ignorant. What's up, Shirley?
It was a movie by Spike Lee. It's called Do the Right Thing. Good
Do
morning,
the right
baby. Yeah.
Oh, my God, the energy is beautiful. What's up, Carla?
Hey, Mookie. You remember Mookie from Do the Right Thing? What's up, Mookie? Hump
Day.
What's
back
up, Junior? Boy, my writing partner. What's going on?
You got man love and you got hate. Love and hate.
Right, fight the last, power. Last but not least, he's the king of pranks. Tell me what you got, man.
How come you ain't got no black people up on the wall? Huh, Sam? How come you ain't got no black people up on the wall, Sam?
What's
Nelson Mandela. Huh?
And that's the truth, Ruth. That's the
truth, Ruth.
That was a movie. That was a movie.
It ain't never classic, baby. It ain't never too hot or too cold. What? That's the line what? Right there.
No, this was the line. It's March. It ain't no Marcha. It's March. And that's all I'm going to say.
Man. I'm going to tell you the line.
D's, double D. What'd he say, Junior, about the
I
battery?
I said D.
Yeah.
D, D battery.
Radio
D.
Radio.
Radio.
Raheem.
Don't know what to talk about. What to say?
Rest in peace.
Put some more mozzarella on there, man.
And that's the truth, Ruth.
Have you finished your little soliloquy? Because we got to go.
Mookie. Well, well, well. That's Do the Right Thing, in case you guys don't know what we're talking about. Yeah, movie by Spike Lee in the 90s, right?
What a great movie.
Yeah,
great movie,
really good
man
movie, yeah. Mm. Well, Carla, welcome back, girl.
Yeah, thank you. Did you guys miss me?
Oh, yes, we did.
Yes, we cried for like the last 2-3 days.
Man, we didn't know. You
and best
tell us
lead and
like
best
that
liar.
Oh, you missed the Stevie Awards. You missed that.
You got one.
Well, tell me about the Stevie Awards.
I accepted on your behalf.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. What did I win? Yeah.
You were in a movie. You were most likely to be on the phone talking. That's what you won an award for that. So
that ain't
here
even cool. And I won. But it's so true. It's so true.
And I allegedly accepted on your behalf. Allegedly.
Yeah, because you weren't here.
Thank
so
you. Thank you, my girl.
And mine, Carla, was movies I thought I should have been starring in.
Oh, just pure hate, Tommy. Huh?
And Junior
her
was
and Monica.
Yeah.
Junior's was most likely to have a kid's voice in a child's movie.
Yeah. I love it. Yes.
Ain't that something?
Simba.
Very accurate.
And then Steve won for the person who's only seen a movie once in the last 15 years. Only seen one movie in the last 15 years.
I love it.
So don't worry. You'll be here for it. It's once a year. Yeah, this is award season.
Yeah,
award season.
Back. Yeah.
All right, Carla's back. Steve's out today. Yahoo! Coming up at 32 after the hour, inside of Something Funny. It's always that time of year when we see these commercials on TV, and we always want that. So we're going to talk about what we're tempted to buy off these TV commercials, okay?
And what we bought.
And what we
bought. I bought some of it now.
All right, we'll talk about that when we come back at 32
oh my
after
God,
the hour.
I'm so embarrassed.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go, guys, with what we're tempted to buy off TV yes. and what we bought.
Let me tell you. I'm here to
off
tell you.
Off TV. Dude. All right.
Okay. You go first, Shirley?
I'll go first. I'll just get it out of the way. I don't know what it is. It's Christmas time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The laser light.
On the shine on your house.
That shines on your house in all different colors
I've seen
and stuff.
That. Yeah.
I want that, but I have not bought it, but someone in my neighborhood has it.
Mm. Yes.
I hate to say it. In person, it looks real cheap. It just does.
Why you just didn't get your behind up on the house and put some lights up?
Nothing beats real lights. I'm sorry, but I was dying to get that, though.
I got to jump in since we're talking about Christmas lights.
Okay.
You know the little thing, the little gadget that you're supposed to be able to click on the bulb on the tree to see?
Oh, my God. I just saw that, Tommy. I want
saw
one
that
of
the
those.
Other day.
Yeah.
I bought it. Okay.
Does it work?
My whole tree still dark. I can't figure out which light is. I don't know if I'm doing it wrong or what.
The whole left side is dark.
But they got my. All I got is the top lit with the angel on. That's it. Okay. Rest of the tree is in a blackout.
You did something wrong, Tommy.
What's up?
Okay.
Oh, man. I'm gonna admit.
I bought something.
Okay, what you buy, girl?
Okay, I bought the air fryer. Have y'all seen it?
Oh my God! Yes.
Did you like it?
I ain't used it yet. But it's so cute in the kitchen. It's red.
It is. Okay, Carla, I'm with you. I love all that stuff. I don't use it, but I love having it. I love
we
having
know
it.
That. You ain't got nothing but kitchen
we know
furniture. That's all
you got.
No, I like
we
it,
know
though.
You're not
but
wait,
it.
So Tasha's like, Mommy, when you going to use the air fryer?
Oh, yeah.
Junior, what about you, man?
I'm going to tell you right now, man. I'm not lying.
What? Uh-huh.
But I'm thinking about this year getting me one of them walk-in tubs. If they show me that,
go ahead, boy.
They don't show me that commercial one more time.
Every
time I see it, I get lazy and lazy when I get in the shower. I'm tired of stepping over this.
But my only problem with that is, Junior, how do you get out without when you open
the
door?
I don't know, Shirley. That's why we got to get the tub.
You got to let the water drain.
But they got a bench in it and everything. Man, imagine getting you a girl. Y'all get in the tub together. Walk in first, baby. I'll be a gentleman in there, too. Go get in first.
Something happened in the house. Neither one of y'all can get out to the water right now.
That's crazy. That
I just keep seeing that commercial.
I like it.
Okay. That's crazy.
Like it.
Here's what I want. Okay. I don't know why I want
what
this
What do you
thing.
Want, Jay?
Have you seen that little lighter that you can light a cigarette in the rain? Now, why are you going to smoke in the rain?
Why do you need that?
Why? Because it's cool, Tommy. It looks cool.
That's
it
crazy.
Lights up in the rain, man. And you can run a truck over it. Now, who don't want that?
I love that.
You can run a truck over
okay,
it.
Okay. Here's what I did buy that all of y'all should get this one.
Okay.
That little flashlight that's got that helicopter
what?
Light in it.
Boy.
Oh, yeah.
That thing is the truth.
You bought that?
Yeah, I bought four of them.
Dang. And you spread them all over the house, Tommy, so when you go somewhere, they're there, right?
That yes, and when you and when the hurricane come and your power go out, light four of them up and see what happens.
Oh, it's no storm or earthquake, anything.
Okay. This makes me so happy when I see this commercial. I got to get some. That flex tape.
And then
I want a boat. Yeah. Then I want to get a boat and go out on the marina and test
it. That ain't nothing to try that on.
A boat with a hole in it. Because it says you can tape the boat up and you can put it on the water and you will not drown. Water will not get into the boat.
Okay, why you want to get a boat with a hole in it anyway? Yeah.
Because I want to see if the flex tape works. How could you not want that?
Right. I'm going to tell you
need to get in the pool with an inner tube and put that flex tape on now.
You got one, Carla? Go ahead.
What?
Okay, here we go. Remember I told you I had the air fryer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got an air fryer oven, dude.
You got to get out this air. You got to get out this air.
I can bake in the
and air. Get some air.
You got to get out this air.
I'm about to get it right now.
I got to tell you what I want. I've seen it. The man, when he hugs it, I just got to have it.
What?
I got to get my pillow. I want my
just
pillow
about to say
so
that.
Damn
them my Jay, pillow commercial.
Hey, I just don't think that pillow
made
all that,
in Minnesota.
Man, it's
and he in his pajamas. And he got a cross on. He's selling.
Who wouldn't buy that?
He done sold some pillows.
I'm going to get you that for Christmas, Jay.
Thank you, Shirley.
You're welcome.
I'm not going to lie. I got to get
you, Jay,
this, too.
I was about to say that to Jay.
I know y'all done seen this.
What?
I don't know, because, you know, we be at the TV show. We walk a lot. That little circulator for your feet.
You ought to stop, boy.
That woman with the varicose veins, it's got to be working. Because she rock her foot back and forth, circulate the blood. I said, man, if it get rid of varicose veins, I've got to get that. I got to get it.
You're stupid.
Man, we walking back.
Okay. Get that. Let me tell you what I'm going to get. So one day I might need it. I really like the hurricane. The hurricane, oh. Boy, where you can break it down and it stand by itself. Man.
You got to get the bed where you can go up and go down by yourself. You got to get that.
Oh,
you
okay.
Get
yeah, I know what you want.
Sleep number?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sleep number. But mine is split. It doesn't go all the way to the end. So just like from the waist up to the head, you can go up and down, up and down.
That's cool. Oh, that's okay. Real cool, Tommy.
Okay.
That's the one you want, right?
I got
now.
One.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Come on, Carl. What you got?
You know, I've been off, so.
Mm-hmm. What you got, girl?
I want the huggler. The huggler.
What's the huggler?
What's
it's
that?
It's the snuggle blanket. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it's got a hood to it.
Yeah.
Nice and cozy.
Yeah, it gets
the
chilly.
Huggle hoodie.
All right. All right, let's get back in that kitchen now. Let's get back in that kitchen.
Why are you in there?
Because I love all this stuff. Have you all seen the Ove glove?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can grab your pots with it.
Yeah, you just put the Ove glove on, Carla. And you don't have to do anything. You don't have to worry about getting burned. You could grab logs out of the fire. You get your pot.
Right. And
it's called.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
I'll buy you one for Christmas.
Okay, because you sure don't need
it. I know.
What, so, Shirley, what happened when you grab something with the glove and touch somebody else? Is it hot on the outside?
No. It's not hot on the outside. You can't feel anything. Yeah. So these are just some of the things that we want for Christmas that we have seen on TV. Yes, so please. All right, look, coming up next, it is the nephew with Run That Prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, sad news, Kathy Lee Gifford is leaving the last hour of the Today Show. Wow. And she made that announcement. And the Time Person of the Year has been revealed. But right now it is time for the King of Pranks. He's in the building with Run That Prank Back. What you got, Neff?
Me and your baby getting married.
What?
That sounds like
me and your baby getting married. Yeah, your baby. That's right, baby.
Are you asking for hand in marriage?
I ain't asking, I'm telling you. Me and your baby getting married.
Okay. Let us know how that turns out.
Yeah. Run it.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Mr.
Yes, this is he.
Hey, Mr. How you doing? Let me make sure I'm calling the right person. Your daughter is Crystal.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I got the right person. Hey, listen, what I wanted to do, Mr. Ridges, is call and introduce myself to you and let you know who I was. My name is Jeff, Jeff, and I've been seeing Crystal, pretty much like the last 5 to 6 months, and I wanted to let you know that I'm very, very interested in you, and I know this kind of crazy for you to get a phone call from me, but I'm very interested in Crystal right now, and I wanted to, I just wanted to do the man thing and just reach out to you, man, and say I'm really interested in marrying your daughter.
And marrying my daughter? Wait, hold on, man. What did you say your name was again?
My name is Jeff. Jeff.
Okay, Jeff. Listen, I'm very close with my daughter, and my daughter has never, ever mentioned you. I talk with my daughter every day.
Wow. I don't know what that's about, but it's been like about 5, close to 6 months that me and Crystal been, going out, up here at the school. But what I wanted to do is tell you that I really, really, really like Crystal, man. And I wanted to call and tell you that, I'm really, really interested in marrying Crystal. I really do want Crystal to be my wife.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I've never heard of you before, and my daughter has never, ever mentioned you. My daughter isn't dating anybody right now. My daughter's in grad school.
I understand that, and, we've been a little back and forth or whatever, but, the main thing is me and Crystal really, we really do love each other, Miss. I want to,
Okay, but if you love my daughter, she would have told me that she was in love with someone.
But you know what? You know, and maybe it's a situation where Krista is like a little, maybe a little uneasy about talking to you about it. You know what I'm saying?
My daughter can talk with me about anything. We talk every day.
Right, right. Just like you, I talk to my daughter every day.
Your daughter? And how old is your daughter?
My daughter 15.
Hold on one minute, man. You said your daughter was 15.
Right, right, right.
Okay, well, how old are you?
I'm 46.
46? You 46 years old and you want to marry my 25-year-old daughter?
Hey, let me say this right here. Love ain't got no limit, man. And I understand, I was a little shocked at first about the age difference between us. But you know what, man?
I'm more shocked than me.
Okay, and I understand that. But what I'm trying to explain to you, man, is that it come a time, man, where you just don't know what's going to happen, man. Love is love, man.
And you've been locked up on parole at the university on work release and met my daughter.
Yeah.
How long were you locked
up? I'm gonna say this, man. Krista is just a beautiful person, man.
Hold on, man. You calling me at the blue with all this shit. Look, man, I'm at work. I got a lot of work on my damn desk, and you calling me, telling me you a former jailbird wants to marry my daughter, my 25-year-old daughter, and you damn near 50, you damn near my age and want to marry my daughter? Man, I am not trying to talk to you about this shit. What I need to do is I need to talk to Krista and get to the bottom of this. That's what the hell I need to do.
Hey, and I understand that, Mr. You was probably going to want to talk to her, and I ain't got no problem with that. What I'm trying to explain to you is that, man, love ain't got no limit, man. It's just something that happened. Krista loved me. I love her. And it is what it is. I just wanted to try to get your blessings on this.
You can't get my blessings. You lost your mind. How the hell are you jailbird gonna marry my daughter? Man, my daughter's been in private school all her damn life. She was on the dean's list all 4 years of college. And she's going to grad school. And you gonna marry my daughter that you met on your work release?
Hey, Miss, I understand that. What I'm trying to explain to you that, you know what, man, sometimes love is right the second time around. You understand what I'm saying?
What the hell you mean the second time?
I got kids already. What I'm trying to say is it didn't work out with me on the first time. What I wanted to do, man, is just call you and solidify the culinary experience.
Culinary? Culinary got to do with food. What the hell is you talking about? Look. I got to talk to my daughter. I'm going to call Krystal. And I'm going to find out what the hell is going on. Because, look, man, I'm not even trying to have this conversation with you.
And Mr. Paris, I understand all that. I understand what you're saying. What I want to say to you is this right here. Krista is 25. Even if you don't agree with this here, we're going to elope and make sure that
Look here. You ain't doing a thing with my daughter unless it's my. Look here, man. You ain't doing with my daughter. I don't even know your jailbird. You ain't doing. I'm going to call my daughter, find out who you really are. Because you've lost your mind if you think your old jailbird is going to be marrying my daughter. My daughter's got a future. You ain't got. What the hell is wrong with you? You lost mind.
I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth with you, Miss. Me and Krystal getting married.
That will not happen under any circumstances.
No. I don't care what you think the circumstances are. Me and Krystal getting married. That's
that
it.
Not
the love, man.
I don't know who the hell you think you are. What the is wrong with you? Face, how about
that? What it's got to be. I got one more thing I need to say, and then me and Krystal just going to come over there and drive down there and tell you exactly what's going on in our life right
what,
now.
What? You tell me what the you got to say to me?
Are you listening to me?
Yes. What the hell you got to say to me?
I got to say this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your daughter, Krystal, and her boyfriend.
Aw, ain't this some I'm outside my job, cussing, and all the people looking at me like I'm crazy. Damn, Joe.
Man, your baby girl just wanted to put a smile on your face, man. I got to ask you, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And I'm going to get your crystal.
Me and your baby getting married.
Yeah, okay. Hey. Sound like the baby daddy gonna fight after this wedding too, man.
Here it is, Columbus, Georgia, at the Civic Center. It's going down on December the 28th, and then on the 29th, Washington, D.C., at Dar Constitution Hall, there is two shows. New Year's Eve in Houston, December 31st, y'all. It is Smart Financial Center. That's the last four of the year. The nephew on the run.
Nice.
Tell you how
great,
I do.
Man.
Thank you, nephew. Coming up at the top of the hour, entertainment news and Time Magazine's Person of the Year, Kathy Lee Gifford, leaving. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we're going to debate who is really the king of R&B. That's right.
Bobby Brown.
But first, in today's entertainment news, Jay. Bobby, I love you. Time Magazine has chosen a group of people it's calling the Guardians as the 2018 Person of the Year. Time's cover, which features a group of four individuals and one group who have taken risks in pursuit of the truth. Among them include murder, Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, the Capital Gazette in Annapolis, Maryland, which was the scene of a mass shooting in June, which left five journalists dead. Remember that. Now, if you're wondering, Mr. Donald Trump, who was named the 2016 Person of the Year, remember that, was this year's first runner-up. Special Counsel Robert Mueller came in third. Okay. Okay.
Wow, so I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah,
Time Magazine,
it was,
they're
yeah.
honoring journalists, people who were seeking the truth, and
yeah.
all of
yeah.
them who they lost their lives.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Journalists from yeah. all over the world, too.
Yeah.
So
we
I
know who won't
was...
win that award for telling the truth, ever.
Right, yeah.
Right, right,
yeah. But that was pretty big of Time
yeah,
Magazine.
Yeah.
Didn't Sports Illustrated name Person of the Year the Golden State Warriors? I think they
the
named
team?
Yeah the whole team yeah
the whole
sports team.
Team
of the year
yeah the,
huh?
They named it was Person of the Year. That was funny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. In other entertainment news, Kathy Lee Gifford, her fans are a little sadder today because she announced that she is leaving the Today Show. She's been a longtime personality on TV. She has co-anchored the fourth hour of the Today Show with Hoda Kotb for more than 10 years. She said that yesterday morning that she'll leave on April 7th, which is the show's 11th anniversary. Now, originally, she was only supposed to do a year. Just 1 year,
oh,
but she said
wow.
she fell in love with Hoda Kotb. She fell in love with her.
Yeah.
So 11 years later, you know, here they are. She says she wants to do more acting.
Good together.
Yeah.
They work really good together.
Yeah, but, you know, she wants to do more acting and things like that. So, you know, she's bowing out at their 11th year anniversary. Someone was like, well, why don't she just go on and make it 12? You know, just
get out on a good number.
Even
15,
number.
You know?
Yeah, even number.
Trust me, sometimes when you're done 10, you can't do that 11. On that one, okay?
Okay.
You know about this?
That's what you heard. That's what you heard.
He reads a lot, right?
Well, and they say Hoda's going to continue to do that hour, but they have not named
for
who
now.
Her co-host was going to be. Because I was wondering if they would just replace
yeah.
both of them, because Hoda now, she's the anchor of the Today Show.
Yeah.
One of the anchors.
I like
the she works
absolutely.
A lot.
I like the chemistry.
Yeah, she works yeah. a whole lot.
And Kathy Lee can always go to Vegas and make some money singing. And
yeah, she can sing. Mm-hmm. You know, she can
yeah.
act. She's very mm-hmm. talented. So that's what she wants to do more of. So congratulations
luck, to
her. Yeah, 11 years. That's a lot of time. I was on their show when I was doing my book tour.
Nice.
You
they
sure?
Were,
I
yeah,
that
they were
very
the,
nice
they,
white
yeah,
woman.
They were
very
nice. So
nice. One of the nicest white women I know.
Yeah, they were. Anyway, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
But you're right.
It.
They're so sweet and kind. They treated me so beautifully. Yeah. They were like, oh, you're nervous a little bit? No problem. Have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. They were just so funny.
Nice.
Don't they be
get
drinking wine
right.
in there?
You know they do. You know they do.
White woman seal of approval. Definitely.
Check out more at SteveHarveyFM.com and our special our social media pages. But yeah, she will be missed for sure. And now the search begins. For someone to replace mm-hmm. her. Just like the president, you know, he's searching for a new chief of staff.
Who wants that job?
Sir, stop.
Nobody.
He missed some chief of staff. The cleaning lady ain't over there no more. They ain't got no cooks in the kitchen. You know what I mean? People ain't at that house.
Who gonna argue with me on
nobody.
Let's move on.
The yard man quit. What you talking about?
It's time, Jay, for the headlines.
All right, everybody, the headlines with us and Trip, y'all.
While threatening to allow for a federal government shutdown, the president insisted on getting $5 billion with a B dollars, and that's the amount he wants for his campaign-promised border wall.
I don't mind having the issue of border security on my side. If we have to close down the country over border security, I actually like that in terms of an issue, but I don't want it to be an issue. I want it to be something that the country needs. It's not really an issue. It's something the country needs.
Yeah, however, expected House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer stood their ground. Schumer says the president can't always have his way.
This Trump shutdown, this temper tantrum that he seems to throw, will not get him his wall. And it'll hurt a lot of people because he will cause a shutdown.
Schumer says that less than 6% of the $1.3 billion already authorized for the border wall has been spent. Lawmakers have only 10 days to reach a budget agreement and avoid a partial government shutdown just before the Christmas holiday. Former Trump lawyer, some say bag man, Michael Cohen, gets sentenced today for lying to the Congress. Cohen pled guilty to tax evasion and campaign finance violations. Prosecutors are hoping for some substantial time behind bars. Cohen, of course, hoping for none. U.S. Senate Committee, get this one. The U.S. Senate Committee on Indian Affairs is scheduled to hold a hearing today on the high disappearance and murder rate for American Indian women. According to federal statistics, there were almost 6,000 open cases of missing Native American women on the books in 2016. Authorities say some communities, Indian women face murder rates that are more than 10 times the national average, and that they're 2.5 times more likely than other women to be victims of rape, sexual assault, and violent crimes. For instance, the white upstairs neighbors of one Native woman in North Dakota recently cut the fetus from her womb, wrapped her in plastic bags, and threw her body in a river for no reason. Jurors in Virginia say the white man who drove his car into a crowd of anti-racism protesters, killing one young woman and injuring several others, should spend the rest of his life in prison. A jury in Charlottesville yesterday recommended life plus 419 years for James Alex Fields. His lawyer claims Fields feared for his life and rammed into the crowd in self-defense. Well, the panel didn't buy that. Fields is to be sentenced in March. Time magazine has selected four journalists and a newspaper as their person of the year. They're calling the reporters the guardians in the war on truth. And the group includes a murdered Washington Post columnist, Kamal Khashoggi. President Trump was the runner-up, by the way. And in third place, Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller. Finally, today is National Ding-a-ling Day.
Ah, ding-a-ling, everybody singing. I want to play with my ding-a-ling.
Ah, now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, well, everyone, this is a big debate on social media. They've been debating on the topic of who is the king of R&B. Georgia singer-songwriter Jacquees launched on social media and declared himself the king of R&B for this generation, he says.
To be fair, he did say this generation.
Okay. He said, I know all about the past and all of that, you know, R&B, R. Kelly and Bobby Brown and all of that. But right now, honestly, I don't think there is a king of R&B right now if it's not me. But John Legend had something interesting to say. He said that maybe not right now. There is not a king of R&B. He said anyone consistently dominating the charts, selling out arenas, etc., a la Usher back in his prime, but not a comment on quality. He said, I think the throne is open right now. Part of me is talking myself into Bruno or The Weeknd. But he said he's not sure they fit really neatly into that genre. Because
can
that's
you just
true.
Go up there and sit in the chair if it's nobody?
But that is true because
well,
they cross over into pop and everything. You
well,
know,
then
so.
Let me go ahead. I'm King R&B. Ain't nobody else.
So
up
you
there.
Guys
you
are saying, sing. So wait, let me ask. So Jay and Junior, you guys are saying you got to earn it. Right.
Absolutely. But since
you
they
just
ain't
can't
earning,
say it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You ain't doing that. I might as well be the king R&B then.
Okay. Well, let's
yeah,
look
we
at
can
the...
just you can just claim something that ain't well, I'm the king of fish sandwiches. Ain't nobody claim that.
Yeah.
That's wide open.
Yeah.
I have a mahi mahi, please, light on the tartar sauce. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah. I'm the king of IVs. Ain't nobody had more than me.
But to Jacquees' credit, 4275 is one of the best R&B albums of the year. So there you go. So
yeah.
So
yeah.
He declared himself king of R&B. Has anyone
I mean,
talked
about one pressure. Year? Nobody got that one. Give me that. I got that.
Has anyone spoken to Bobby Brown?
Bobby Brown.
Anybody?
But see,
talked about the king
to...
of pranks. Anybody so, talked about that?
Yeah, king of pranks. King of
that's
prank.
Safe.
Yeah,
king.
But
okay.
That goes back
but
to Jacquees.
But he's saying
though.
In his
he's
era right
about,
now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's talking about this generation. So
yeah.
You know, we can go back and forth and debate about it. Of course, we have to talk about the greats, you know, Luther,
yeah.
Maxwell, Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
I mean, you and know, we can go on.
What about Chris Brown? Chris Brown?
Yeah, and Chris Brown is, I would think, this today. Generation.
This generation,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. The Chris Brown of this generation.
Yeah.
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 That boy down there. That boy down.
Come on.
That boy down.
He is. He is.
Yeah.
All right.
What's his name? Jacquees? How you say his name?
Yeah. You can go to Steve Harvey FM on social media. And coming up at 34 after, we'll debate this a little more. Who is the true king of R&B? Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time for us to continue the debate. Who deserves the crown king of R&B? Well, thank you, Jacquees.
Can I ask a question? Now, there is a king of R&B, and then there's a king. Of R&B. So those are two different categories, right?
So who's your Kang?
Yeah. Who's the Kang?
Who's your Kang?
Kang is Chris Brown.
Right now, for this generation. Right now. Is that what you're saying?
He's the Kang. He's the Kang.
For this generation. That's what I mean now.
Who is
back
the king,
in the day.
Who is the king?
Come on, Tommy, back in the day.
Well, it's got, for me, come on, I work for him. It's Luther Vandross.
Oh, yeah.
For me.
It's got to be Luther. Yeah. One of the greats, the legends. Yeah.
Okay,
but you can't leave out Teddy. You can't leave Teddy out. I mean, he was before Luther.
Back in the day. Yeah.
Back in the day. And Marvin Gaye. You
well,
know.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Al Green. Come on now.
Yeah.
You got to. We're talking back in the day now.
Yeah, we're going back.
Alvin B. King, too.
Yeah. And B.B. King.
Yeah. Alvin B. King.
But that was blues,
King of
though.
B.B. King.
Alvin B. King. Blues,
this dude I saw down at this club one time.
He's
behind him. I mean, you couldn't tell him he wasn't. I can tell you that much. All that glitter he had on when he walked out. Them boots had a curve in them so deep. God, dog, who is that? They said, it's Alvin B. King. I said, oh, well, this brother got to be the King then.
He the King of R&B.
I am going to say this. Right now, you can't, even though he was cool, he was greatness back in the day, but he's still relevant today. Charlie Wilson.
Yes. Oh,
he's one of the legends, one of the greats.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. One of the greats. Yeah. I mean, and then you can look at the 90s. You know, like I said last break, you can look at Maxwell. You can look at D'Angelo. You know, people would say,
I mean, you
Usher.
Can even say,
you know,
Usher for sure.
Usher for sure.
Usher for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jacquees. I don't know. I'm trying to say,
you know, we're going to give you.
What are requirements? What are the requirements to be?
Well, I'm sure you have to be able to sing. You got to have some hits.
And you got to have some hits.
You got to have some hits.
And you have to sell a lot of records.
And you got to sell out concerts.
Stage presence.
And a few awards would help out, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can name
Grammys,
somebody like
some Soul Train Awards.
What's his name? That sells out in New Orleans. Used to do New Orleans all the
Frankie
time.
Frankie Beverly.
Frankie Beverly, man.
Yeah.
Just like.
See, that's
a group, though. That's a group.
That's a group.
That's a group.
Yeah, that's a group. I think he's just a solo artist.
Uh-huh.
I think, you know, we always laugh about when Whitney Houston said that about Bobby Brown, but I agree with her because he was one of the original ones that started all that style, like Genuine and Usher and everybody started to have in the late 80s and the 90s. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have to put Bobby Brown up there as one of the greats. You know,
Bobby Brown is up there in my book.
Bobby looks at his old videos and go, "Damn, I did that.
My prerogative."
Yeah, he's a bad boy. He was a bad boy, man.
Yeah, every Bobby little step I take, come on,
man.
But you know, you got a lot of these new type R&B.
Daniel Glover. What's his name?
Danny Glover. Caesar. Jay.
Not Danny Glover. You know,
Riggs. Riggs.
Donald Glover. You're talking about Donald Glover.
Yeah. He's a bad boy.
Mm-hmm. What is his R&B name? Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino.
Yep. But there are a lot of newcomers out there too. Anderson .Paak. I mean, there are a lot.
Hey, if Lil Duval drop another hit, about three or four more hits,
he gonna be the king.
I told y'all,
R&B.
He gonna be the king.
Duval's a rock star, baby. I've seen it.
We didn't mention Neo.
Yeah.
And y'all know I'm an Anthony Hamilton fan.
Oh, my God.
I forgot about Anthony Hamilton. And if you don't go Anthony, you got to go Keith Sweat. I love Keith Sweat, man. Keith Sweat carries us out, man.
Yeah.
Nobody. He's an OG, too.
Yeah.
He's OG.
Gerald LaVert.
Oh,
my God. Yeah.
Genuine. Yes.
That's it, Genuine. Yeah, I agree with you on that.
It's so many.
You know, Tyrese, you got to give Tyrese.
Oh, you got to give Tyrese.
Yeah, you do.
And Trey Songz. You got to give Trey Songz credit as well.
Woo. Yeah, it's a lot on my
This is a debate to debate to debate.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, Jacquees, I don't know.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie's a beast, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, Jamie's a beast.
I just said he got out. He got to be in there. Jamie can sing.
Yeah,
he can sing.
Was blame it on the alcohol? Yeah. No, that was a hit.
Come on, man.
All right.
Heaven must be missing an angel. He got hits.
All right. Keep the comments coming socially on Steve Harvey FM. Up next, it is the nephew with today's prank phone call. Talk about King. That's the king of pranks right there.
Kang, he's the
baby
Kang.
Face.
Coming up right after this. Oh, baby face.
Face.
What?
Yeah. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. Oh, my goodness. I got a good one for you today, people. Subject, our friendship. Perk up, Tommy. Our friendship has turned into a threesome.
Mm. And what is the letter for?
It is not what you think. Right now, the nephew is here, as you heard with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Well, Shirley, you know, y'all ain't said nothing. I think y'all done forgot.
What?
But in the next few hours,
what?
I'll be going to get my colonoscopy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Man, you know when you go in there, they play that song, "Let's Get It Started."
So the name of this prank is?
Uh-huh.
Can you bring me some paper?
Gosh!
It's too early for all this foolishness.
Can you bring me some paper? Let's run it, baby.
Hello?
Hello? I'm trying to... Charles? I'm looking for a Charles.
Yeah, this Charlie.
I'm sorry, this who now?
This Charlie. How can I help you?
Hey, listen, Who am I
speaking with?
I'm sorry, this Scotty, man. I'm house-sitting for Rita.
Yeah. She told me she was going out of town. What can I do for you, brother?
How far y'all down the way, man? Yeah, I'm in the house, 4 or 5 houses?
Yeah, I think, let's see. Yeah, we 4 houses down.
Okay. Now, she left me a number, man. Left me y'all number, and then she left Miss Doris' number. I tried to call Miss Doris, but then nobody answered the phone.
Yeah, she normally in church around this time. Rita said she was going to be gone for a minute, so you say you down there?
Right. And she told me if I got an emergency or anything that I could reach out to y'all and call y'all.
Right.
Okay. Are you busy right now, man?
Well, actually, I'm in the middle of cooking my wife some dinner and got some meat on the grill. But other than that, you know.
Okay. I mean, are you able to help me out with something right quick? Or you got time for that?
Well, like I said, I'm in the middle of cooking. If it's something I can help you with, I don't mind coming down there and showing you or doing whatever it is that we need to do.
Okay. Charlie, would you happen to have any paper, man?
Any paper?
Yeah.
I think I got some newspaper. What you trying to do?
No. Not no newspaper. I mean some paper. You got some paper?
What, notebook paper?
No. See, man, listen. Charlie, my name is Scotty, man. I know you don't know me. I done got myself in a little situation here down here at Rita House, man. I'm in a situation. I actually am in the bathroom, man, and it ain't no paper in here, dog.
So you saying you want me to bring you some toilet paper?
I mean, if you don't mind, dog, I'm sitting here, my legs ain't got numb. I can't even feel my whole lower body, man, from butt down. I can't feel nothing, man. My feet, everything that went to sleep on me.
Hold up. Babe, this dude down here at Rita House saying he want me to bring his paper because he didn't got none sitting on the toilet. Man, look at here, bro. I'm in the middle of cooking. I wish I could help you, but, you know,
I mean,
I can't come
here. You ain't about 4 hours down. Can you just run down here right quick? I'm at the back door open.
I say, man, I understand all that you're saying. But like I said, I'm in the middle of cooking for my wife. We having a little special occasion because our kids and stuff gone, and I can't just leave her like that just to come bring, you know, paper. Now, what I can tell you to do is if Rita got one of them towels or something.
I'm not going to use no towel, man. I'm not using nobody's towel. Like, that's disrespectful, man.
Okay. Hey, but lower your voice, man. You calling me to help you and you acting like I caused you to not have no goddamn. You supposed to have some paper
Charlie,
in the bathroom
All I'm asking for just, it ain't going to take no more than 2-3 minutes. Run down here right quick and bring the paper, man, and then you get on back to your dinner.
Well, what you need to do, bro, you said you had an emergency. I thought the house or the dog had got out or you had locked yourself out the house. But I'm not going to come down there and bring you no papers because that don't sound like an emergency. That sounds like some personal shit. And furthermore, you in the bathroom, just jump out your clothes and get in the shower and wipe out.
No, I'm not finna, dog. That's Like I said, I'm numb right now, man. I need some help if
so,
you don't
so
mind.
So you want me to come down there and bring you some toilet paper and pick your numb? You can't get up out the toilet if I would to help you.
That's why I'm trying to tell you. I'm in an emergency, man.
Okay, well, that, like I said, man, that don't sound like an emergency. That seems like a little quick fix. Get your drawers and wipe your drawers. Throw them away, go get you some more. I mean, I'm not finna walk four houses down there to bring you some toilet paper. Your legs numb. How you gonna get up and open the door?
The back door is open. All you got to do is come in here and reach in here and pass me a roll of paper, man. That's all I'm asking you to do, Mr. Charlie.
I understand that, but I'm not finna come down there and bring you no paper. I'm not finna bring you...
Man, bring me some paper down here, man. Show you my body numb, man.
Say, man, who the hell you think you hollering at? You need me. I don't need you.
Well, won't you do something, man? You see I'm sitting here in a situation? Now, Rita left y'all number that y'all will help me while I'm down here house watching, man.
This here crazy, baby. Man, what the... wrong with you? You gonna call me asking me to bring you some newspaper? I told you that I was in the middle of fixing me and my wife some dinner, and you come calling me talking about some paper, man. I don't want to hear no about no, and I ain't coming down there to bring you no paper, man. Hello,
Charlie. You gonna bring this paper, man?
Man, look, like I told you before, I ain't finna bring you no paper down there. We don't wipe no on this street.
Hey, hold on, man. You can't just leave me here and I'm numb like this.
But I'm not gonna come bring no grown man no toilet paper because he irresponsible when he go into the restroom. That sound like a personal problem. You too wrong for that.
This is a situation, though. This is an emergency, man.
Man, that don't sound like no emergency. That sound like a personal problem that you got going on.
I'm gonna whoop your when I get off of here, man. You done me off with
I don't give a about you being man. Matter of fact, soon as you get your up out of there, you so bad, you come on down here.
I'm coming down there. Matter of fact, I'm coming down there the way I am, just like this here. And I'm going to whoop for not helping me while I'm in a situation.
So, well, bring your on.
I got one more thing I need to say to you that I'm going to do. Is you listening?
Bring your on. I got some snakeskin shoes that fit right up, clean up all that.
I got one more thing. Is you listening?
Man, what the man, like I said, what the you got to say, man?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your neighbor, Rita.
Ain't this thing. That motherfucker from the radio station.
Is this Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
Yeah. I'm a whoop Rita. Got you calling my house. Man, you had me. I was finna come down there, man, and break the door down and whoop. You better be glad I'm eating. I can't believe this.
Hey, man, I got to ask you, man, one more thing. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Show. Y'all playing practical jokes on folks, man.
That's pretty rough right there, you
yes,
know?
Yes, it was,
yeah,
Tommy.
Rough one, boy.
Wow.
But you know what? That's. Well, I ain't gonna say that. When last time somebody just had the audacity to ask you to bring some paper? When?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you know how hey, women do in the stall. Yeah. I don't have any tissue in here. You know how we do.
Why do y'all sit down and ain't no tissue in there?
Ain't nobody said
you don't notice. But ain't nobody sitting down, though.
Yeah,
it's hard for a dude to say, man. Could you, hey, dog, could you, hey, buddy, I see your feet. Could you,
you next door. You next door. I know you hear me talking to you, man.
Did anybody see Mission Impossible Fallout number 3?
Yes.
I didn't see
number
3.
Oh, it was so good. Do you remember at the beginning when the three guys were in the stall?
Yeah.
And the other guys came? That was a very memorable moment in the movie if you haven't seen it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, that's all I'll say. All right, nephew, what you got going on?
I'm going to make it real fast. Go to ThomasMiles.com. ThomasMiles.com, and you can get all my dates. That's going to be December 28th, 29th, and the 31st. 28th, 29th, 31st, ThomasMiles.com. That is Columbus, Georgia. That's Washington, D.C., and the one and only Houston, Texas.
Thank you, nephew. Up next, Strawberry Letter. Subject, our friendship has turned into a threesome right after this.
Yes, Lord.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, guys, if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter. Yes, your letter. Your letter live on the air, just like we're going to do this one today.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We have it for you. Here it is. The Strawberry Letter.
Mm-hmm. Subject, our friendship has turned into a threesome. Dear Stephen Shirley, I need some advice on a situation with my best friend and her husband. My friend and I have known each other since high school, and we were in each other's wedding, and our children are around the same age. My husband and I double date with my friend and her husband, but now I can't stand her husband. On paper, he is a great guy. He's professional, successful, and a great dad. What bothers me about him most is that all of a sudden, he has taken an interest in what me and his wife are doing all of the time. If we are all out together, he tends to be all up in our conversation and engages in our gossip sessions and usually has more gossip to share than we do. He thinks he's a personal stylist, too. So if we are discussing clothing, purses, or shoes, he joins in with his opinion on designers. When we discuss politics or sports, he is not as animated or as interested. But the minute we start talking about reality TV, he chimes right in. My husband has noticed it, too, and he is usually just sitting there with nothing to say because he doesn't watch reality TV, nor does he gossip. Whenever my friend and I are having a juicy conversation on the phone, she will put me on speaker and tell him, "Oh, honey, you got to hear this. This is driving me nuts, and I want to talk to her about it, but it seems like she encourages his behavior. I know your husband should be your best friend, but geez. I can't take it, and I'm ready to bow out of this threesome. What should I do?" Well, now, this is a different kind of threesome, huh? Tommy's all disappointed and everything.
The first one I heard like this,
you're all disappointed. All disappointed.
Not the one I thought it was going to be.
Listen, I blame this on your friend, your bestie from high school, for including him in the conversation and everything. I mean, you know, sometimes it's polite if they're just sitting right there. But, I mean, come on. You know, we girls like to get wild and gossipy, and we do that. I mean, we all do it. You know, with our friends when it's time for, you know, to talk just girl stuff, just like guys. Talk just guy stuff. But if she's including him and making him think that it's okay to do this, maybe this is what he thinks she wants. So, yeah, he's going to be a part of it. I think it's a little rude of her. It's a lot rude of her, I should say, to put you on speakerphone. You know, you're supposed to let people know when they're on speakerphone, because if you're talking to your girl might be saying some crazy, wild stuff. You don't want guys hearing that. Some things are just for our ears only, okay? You know, we could just be saying crazy stuff. Just crazy stuff. I know I do. You know, Carla and I talk. If we're on the phone, we're not, Nesto and Tosh are nowhere near us, and we're not on speakerphone, okay?
All in the background. Right. What Nene do?
Right. We're talking crazy. So, you know, you don't want that. So, I blame this on your girlfriend. What is she doing this for? I mean, what is the point in all of this? If you're just talking with your girl, let it just be your girl. If if it's all inclusive, then do it when you all are all together and it's something of interest to everyone. You say your husband isn't even interested in gossip. He doesn't watch reality TV. So, you know, change the subject if that's the case, to the woman who wrote the letter. Change the subject if you see it's not going the way you want it to go. Just talk about stuff that includes everyone that your husband will be a part of. Or you and your girl just get up and, you know, go out and talk about what you want to talk about. I mean, I don't think we should make this into a big deal where you got to choose between your friends or stop being friends with your best friend from high school. I don't think it's that serious. It may get on your nerves, but you just got to change the dynamics and change the conversation. You know who's in the room and just change it. Junior?
Yeah.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
I see what's going on here.
You see
what's
going on?
I see this right here. Yeah.
What is it, Junior?
This begs me to ask the question. What kind of man gets in all women conversation?
I knew the guys were going to go in.
Talking reality, fashion, know all about the purses, this line, this fall line of shoes, mm-hmm. all this type of stuff, clothes. I'll tell you what kind of man this is. Mm-hmm. The only type of man that do this is ugly men. You know why? You know why ugly men do that? Because they got time to read this. Ain't nobody bothering them. That's how they have so much knowledge. Ugly people know a lot. You ain't never heard, you ain't never found an ugly person that ain't got nothing to say. Ugly people know about everything. They know about all the gossip going down at the church. They know everything going on at the job because they ask us. Nobody's talking to them. They get like, they don't do nothing but listen. When they get an opportunity to jump in, they must right. reveal this information. This is an ugly man at work. I've seen this. Uh-huh. That's uh-huh. all it is. His ass is ugly. What is yes. he talking about? Yeah. You see, her husband didn't know nothing.
He has no friend.
Her husband yeah. didn't know anything.
Anything.
He handsome. So people don't have to say nothing.
He fine, Junior.
Look at Boris Kojo. He don't talk a lot.
He's not all in Nicole's conversation.
He ain't all that.
And Flavor Flav won't
but
shut Flavor up.
Flavor Flav has something to say about everything. He had 32 women to talk to. Had something for all of them. That's my case.
All right, Jay, what you got?
That's my
our
case.
Friendship.
I'm really going to have to agree is... with Junior. Uh-huh. Not only is he ugly, but the part of this letter that jumps out is he's a professional. He's successful,
yeah.
and he's mm-hmm. a great dad, which means he has learned with his ugly self everything in his life that he needs to know. He's suffering from a disease that a lot of men get when they get around that age. It's no-tall. They know every damn
no-tall.
Thing.
No-tall at all.
He uh-huh. is suffering no-tall. From no-tall, uh-huh. means he's a know-it-all.
Yeah.
He knows every damn thing. Just something that they say about him when he's not around, mm-hmm. he makes me sick with his ugly ass. As soon as he's not around, they say that a lot
about
him.
Understand?
Yeah.
He make me so sick. And then
bring it home, Jay.
With his ugly behind.
I know that's what this is.
Yeah, you know.
You
as
nailed
soon
it.
As he, uh-huh. as soon as he leave the room, he make me so damn sick. Pause. With his ugly behind.
Jay is stupid. You guys have picked this one apart, right?
Oh, no, this
is it. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. He's no, ugly wow. and he's a know-it-all. Right.
No, he know everything.
Wow.
Every damn thing there is to know. He's ugly and a know-it-all.
Yeah, and she needs to realize that because I don't think this is anything worth breaking up a long-term friendship like you have mm-hmm. with your bestie. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Mm-mm.
No, you guys have been friends since high school. Your kids are friends. All right, we'll get into it. The nephew hasn't responded. The subject is our friendship has turned into a threesome. We'll be back at 23 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, come on. We need to get back into this letter. We'll recap it. The subject is our friendship has turned into a threesome. We've heard from Junior. We've heard from Jay. You've heard from me, of course. And we haven't heard from the nephew. But the letter, a woman writes in. She wants some advice on a situation about her best friend and her husband. A different kind of threesome, Tommy, as a matter of fact. She and her friend have known each other since high school. They were in each other's weddings. Their children are around the same age. She and her husband date with her best friend and her husband a lot of the times. And they go out and everything. But now what's happening is her best friend's husband is starting to dip into their conversation. He knows more about the stuff that they talk about than the girls do. Okay, he knows all about fashion. He knows all about reality TV. On the other hand, now he is a professional. And all of that, he has a great job. He doesn't talk about politics. He doesn't talk about sports or anything like that. So he's talking more to the women than he is to the guy. They don't talk about, you know, guy things. He's over there with the women. Mm-hmm. Junior says he's ugly. I say that she needs to switch the conversation up. She needs to just, you know, talk about stuff that they can all be inclusive in. Jay agrees with Junior that the man must be ugly.
He got to be.
Because he knows too much. He knows too much. This is
the person you heard ever be quiet.
With yeah. his ugly behind.
She said it's driving her nuts, and she wants to talk to her girlfriend about it, but she's kind of upset with her girlfriend because she believes that her girlfriend encourages his behavior. So he doesn't know that he should, you know, step back and not do this. It's a different
I don't
kind
understand.
Of different kind of threesome for you.
It's a different kind of threesome, something I'm not used to. Well, I'm not used to the other one either. Let me stop. Listen.
I don't agree with this man. I don't agree with what he's doing. I don't agree with these reality shows unless he is on the OWN network watching Ready to Love. Then I understand this man.
Good
you
one.
Understand me?
Uh-huh.
I don't understand if he's watching something else, but if he's watching Ready to Love, if he's talking about the host on Ready to Love, I understand him diving in and talking back and forth with the ladies about this. If he's talking about the host, if he's talking about Will Packer, if he's talking about Oprah Winfrey, if he's talking about Mike and Shay, are they going to get married? If he's I understand this brother. I feel where he's coming from, and I get it. You understand? Now, if he's talking about other shows that I don't know nothing about, I ain't got nothing to do with that. What I'm saying is, if he's talking about Ready to Love on the OWN network, hosted by yours truly, that I understand what this man is going through. I understand when people start talking about it, he wants to discuss it. I get it. I get it. And I see why the threesome, this is a reality threesome. You understand what I'm saying? And I get
what?
It. It's a reality threesome.
What is
you know,
that?
This is where three people are joined together talking about a reality situation, uh-huh. a reality show. This is a threesome. This is a Ready to Love threesome by fans. This is what this is. Don't nobody see this?
I see it. I agree with you.
Yeah. What I do see is how this gets on her nerves, though.
I understand that.
You don't want to.
But Ready to Love will do that to you. You see what I'm saying?
But I mean, Ready to Love is different because that's a show for men and women. You know, that is a show for men.
But see, that's why he's jumping into the conversation.
Because
he knows everything about it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
He knows
much
your history of the show. He knows where you came from. He knows the struggle that you've been through. And he's constantly trying to share this with these women because he knows everything about that show.
And I understand it, guys. It's all right to be ugly and watch reality TV. I don't care what you look like.
It's not the watching.
You watching my
it's
show.
Not the watching
that's all I care.
It's the knowledge he didn't retain.
Yes.
See, that's what we upset about. How you know all this stuff? They bring up the game. You ain't see that. But soon as somebody say, did y'all see Tommy on Ready to Love? And he come out the back with his mouth open. I sure did.
I'm not mad at him.
Or if you're talking politics, did you see what Trump did today?
Oh, my God.
Silence.
Oh, my God.
Silence.
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 Sports, politics, he don't say nothing.
He says
those
nothing.
Those things don't interest him.
He has no interest in the game.
Nothing in the game. Silence on his part.
You and Jay having a conversation and he come in. Go ahead.
So, like, the game the other night, man, it was a great game. Did you see it? Because it was great, man.
Oh, no, I ain't seen it.
Seattle, man.
Did y'all see Shay and Mike? Did y'all see Shay and Mike?
I'm Ready to Love.
I'm Ready to Love.
No.
I know y'all talking about something else, but did y'all see Shay and Mike now?
No, man.
We didn't see it,
hey,
man,
so you know, like, Sunday, man, the Cowboys beat the Eagles, man.
I'm not a big Cowboy fan.
I don't like Cowboys either, but I got to give credit. They pulled it out, man.
You know, Aaron on Ready to Love had a Cowboys shirt on the last.
Is he a quarterback for a team or something like that?
Bruh, we not. We talking about football.
We're not talking about Ready to Love.
We don't know what you're talking about, brother. What is you talking about?
Okay.
So who you think the greatest quarterback is like today, Junior, if you had to pick
one?
Drew Brees
right now this season is good.
Yeah,
and, you know, Drew Brees,
like
Patrick Mahomes is really showing out this year too, man.
Hey, you know the guy, Paco, he lost a quarter.
who he
wasn't a quarterback, but he lost a quarter during the show.
We're not talking about Ready to Love.
He's thinking about going back to try to find it.
We're not talking about that, man. We're talking about football.
Man, hold on, man.
But no, I was saying Paco had lost a quarter. Everybody was looking for it.
No. But look here, man. LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, man, they played against each other for the last time, man. The Lakers beat the Heat, man. It was a good game. Came down to the last shot, man. Dwayne took the last shot, missed it. But, you know, LeBron was gone. I thought that was pretty cool, man, for them to go out like
listen,
that.
Did y'all know Will Packer had Lakers tickets? He goes all the time. He's the host of Ready to Love.
Man. Could you take your ugly behind back in the room somewhere?
with the women. Ass over there with all this reality.
With the women.
Men. Go over there with them. Sit over there with them and talk with your wife and her friend about all this, man. We over talking sports.
Y'all make me want to throw some water in y'all face. That's what y'all make me feel like.
All right, guys, we got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. Now, coming up in 10 minutes, President Trump argued with Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer over the wall funding. Boy, did you see that. But Chuck and Nancy were ready with the clapback. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Trump argued with Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer over wall funding on this Mexico border wall in the Oval Office. This was on live TV. Did you guys see this? Take a listen.
Yes. I think we can agree on is we shouldn't shut down the government over a dispute. And you want to shut it down. You keep talking about it.
The last time, Chuck, you shut it down.
No.
And then you opened it up very quickly. And
20 times.
I don't want to do what you did.
20 times, Chuck, you have called for, I will shut down the government if I don't get my wool. None of us have
said. You want to know something?
You've said
it. Okay, you want to put that
on my...
You
said it.
I'll take it.
Okay, good.
You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay,
absolutely.
Fair enough.
And
we
I am
disagree.
Proud, and I'll
we
tell
disagree.
You what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work. I will take the mantle
Good.
Of shutting down. And I'm going to shut it down for border security.
But we
security.
Believe you shouldn't
okay.
shut it down.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Woo! And sing.
that's cold blood.
That's
right
the president,
there.
Though. But this is live.
Yeah.
This is live.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we were pulling back the curtain on something we should not have been seeing, you know?
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah. All my arguments is live, so I understand.
Wait, what, Tommy?
All my arguments is live. That's all.
You're not the president, sir.
Oh, okay.
And you're not in the Oval Office.
But to say that, I'm going to shut the government down.
I'll take it.
You know,
I'll take
it's
it.
You know
close
what you're saying?
To Christmas to say stuff like that, man.
Yeah.
The government people are waiting
when
on
you say shut the government down, that mean the post office?
Yeah. The DMV, all that. I mean, nobody wants to hear that.
No. They don't.
He'll do it, though. You know he'll do it.
He doesn't get his way.
You that work for the government?
And then what he said about the people
go home.
Coming over here. I mean, you know, he shouldn't have said that either.
No.
He always associated them with being criminals and evil people.
Yeah.
And they're all not that. They're all not that.
Mm-mm.
They just
of
aren't.
Of course not.
Yeah.
No.
Of course not. He has no right to say that.
Yeah.
But Chuck and Nancy were just, it was like two people who know what they're talking about against a guy who didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
Right.
And
they made
him look stupid.
Right.
He really looked stupid.
After that, Chuck Schumer went on to say that the president is having a temper tantrum. Take a listen to this.
This Trump shutdown, this temper tantrum that he seems to throw will not get him his wall, and it'll hurt a lot of people because he will cause a shutdown. He admitted he wanted a shutdown. It's hard to believe that he would want that.
Very hard to believe.
Very hard. That he's the president, and he's saying if he doesn't get what he wants, he's going to shut down the government. You're the president.
Yeah.
He like the little kid in the back of the car that's whining because you don't want to take him to get french fries and just whining to have his
name. No, he the one take his ball and go home when he can't get on the
court. you're right.
But, and can you just imagine if this were Obama? I mean, really.
It would
be so awful. He would be the worst person on the planet. He would... You know, Lord.
What happened to Mexico paying for the wall? Wasn't they going to pay for the wall?
No, he told you he wasn't paying for it now.
Told him
he told you.
Mexico told him, right?
Yeah, he told him in two languages.
And
No.
I tell you right now, Holmes, we're not doing it.
No, my friend, that's not going to happen.
We're not fixing the wall. No.
No, he told him in Spanish and French. He told him three languages. Uh-huh.
And in cuffs.
Yeah, that's what I mean in French.
Oh, that French.
Yeah.
Well, Chuck Schumer went on to say that the Democrats have a proposal that both Democrats and Republicans will support that will not shut down the government. The president said if it's not good border security, he will shut down the government. Mm. Was he listening?
No, he wasn't listening.
I mean,
Trump really thinks they won the election. That they didn't.
But
the
he's
last
mad.
Election, the Republicans lost most of their seats.
But
and they're not in charge anymore. I mean,
right. That's why Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer were there. In January, they will take control.
Yeah, he tried to slight, it looks like, Nancy Pelosi a little bit because she doesn't have that control, you know. In other words,
she straightened him out.
Yeah, she did. And if you saw it, did you see Vice President Pence in the background?
No, I didn't pay attention. Oh, yes, he was on the side.
He was closing his eyes, looking around.
He was like a Christmas elf. Yeah. You know how you move around?
Looking around.
Elf on the shelf.
He was like elf on the shelf.
Different positions.
Exactly.
He
wanted to be anywhere else but there.
He wanted
in
to
the
be
Oval
anywhere.
Office. Yeah.
He never went, hey, guys, come on. I mean, nothing. He didn't do nothing.
No. But I love all the pictures on social media. Nancy Pelosi, when she left her and Chuck Schumer, she put on her glasses and her red coat.
Oh, man, what she got?
Yes.
I don't want to start talking about fashion like that guy, but okay, I didn't see that part.
Oh, in the strawberry letter earlier.
Yeah,
but we can't go on like this. I mean, things are going to change in January when the Democrats take over the House. You know, it will change. You won't be able to do these, type of things. Just shut it down like this. Yeah. Try to work
you
together.
Can't.
Try to reach over and do some bipartisanship here. You know, that's what it's going to take. Both parties working together.
Yeah. His hat needs to change to make America hate, because that's all he's done. Made America hate.
Yeah. Low approval rating too right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he won't shut down the government, but he says he will. Hopefully he won't. But
He'll do it. He'll do it.
Okay. Yeah. Can I just say this real quick? They saying on social media that Mike Pence looked like Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah. He really did. I mean, he really did. All right, coming up next at the top of the hour, some fun random questions, just random questions for the crew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, these are just some fun, random questions just for you guys. I want to hear what you guys say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Just some random questions. All right, here we go. This question is for you, Tommy, the very first one. Why? Just because. All right, what's the best gift you've ever gotten? That's a good question.
Ooh.
Get a little saucier after that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Y'all gonna make fun of me, though.
Well, yeah, but it's okay.
Oh, best the comedian gift. Can't take it.
Best gift is from my mother and my sister.
Oh, I know.
All right, mm-hmm. And it is every month I get caviar sent to me on dry ice from Europe. That's
Steve Harvey. Well, you need
hey, we don't need him right now on this right. But I get the caviar in, I get to do my thing. When that's, out of the box thinking, good gift. I appreciate that.
That's
a good gift.
It is very, because they know how much you can't live without caviar.
Oh,
whatever.
Okay.
We won't do that, but go ahead.
Oh, wow.
What else?
Rich behind.
All right, Carla, here's one for you. What's the worst gift you've ever gotten? Caviar. No, I'm playing.
Every month.
Every month.
A keychain.
Really? Okay.
Older relative wrapped it up for Christmas, and I opened it up, and you like it? I want to throw it out.
And you got to lie. Oh, yeah, this is just what I wanted.
This is so nice and so thoughtful.
We was just talking about we wanted some keychain.
You never have enough keychain.
All right, Jay.
Right. Whatever, Jay.
Jay, here's one for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And this is perfect for you.
Yes, it is.
What are your methods for getting over someone? You know, when you break up with them, how do you get over them?
Oh, that's easy. Uh-huh. Very easy. If you're in the emergency room and they can't find you, and you send them, you go to the emergency room, and you send them a picture of you in the emergency room, right?
Uh-huh.
But you're not actually in there. You just go there and take the picture. and say that you're checking yourself in, and you're going to be in there for a while. And so we're going to have to break up because I got a lot of tests I'm going to be taking. And I'm sorry because I don't want to put this sickness that I got on our relationship.
I love
right
this.
Now.
This I is love so, this.
But, Jay, this is a breakup. You're breaking up with someone.
You're breaking
this,
up.
The question was, after you break up, how do you get over it?
Oh, how do I get over it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Oh, I didn't understand. Well, ask the question again.
What? I'm going to come back to you.
No. Ask me again. I'm ready because I didn't understand what you were saying.
Okay.
Ask me again.
So how do you get over someone after you've broken up with them? I'll ask it that way.
Steve said it best.
Okay.
What? The best way to get over somebody is get on top of the situation. You understand what I'm saying?
With somebody else.
The best way to get over somebody is to try your best. And it could be anybody. And at that point, you're not really choosing.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You just want to get on top of the situation as fast as you can.
Thank you, sir.
As many times as you can. As many times.
We get it.
Your body will
point.
Allow you. Because what I'm doing is getting on top of the situation.
Go on, boy.
All right, Junior. Here's one for you, young Junior. What account can you never access because you forgot the password?
All of them. Every damn account. I have one right now. No.
Today it was so funny. Junior was trying to get money at the ATM. Tell him, Junior.
I could not. This not. I got a bill due right now. It's late notice. It's for my water bill.
Oh, wow.
$57. Uh-huh. They going to cut my water off for $57 because I don't know the password. None of them.
Can't you just change it and get a new
password?
I don't know why.
Well, sure.
Uh-huh.
How?
Is it connected to your email?
Yeah, but how? They keep sending me. They said that when you click log in, them the two words you hate when you don't log in.
Uh-huh.
What you think I'm doing? You keep telling
me
I can't get in.
You got to look below, though. Junior says, click here.
If you forgot your password. Yeah. Change your password. Okay.
Yeah. But all my accounts, I can't get in.
All right, Jay, you have one for me. Go ahead.
Okay. We're all, Steve's not on this boat.
Uh-huh.
We're all on a boat.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're trying to get off of this island.
Uh-huh.
We can come back and get one person if all of us get on the boat.
Oh.
Who do we leave on the island and come back and get at a later time?
I would leave Steve.
No. Steve's not involved in this. He's not involved. No,
just
Steve.
Us?
Not Steve. Or just us. Just whoever's here today.
Well, you know why I pick Steve, because he's rich and he calls somebody.
Yeah. He'll get risky.
All right. Who do you put off and say, hey, we'll be back to pick you up later on?
Man. I love you all. I don't know.
Nah. We can't get off this island with this, Shirley. This is
I mean, honestly, dang.
Yes.
I'd have to.
You gotta pick somebody.
I have to say Tommy because I've known him the longest.
You leave
so
Tommy?
Leave him? I thought you said, who would I take with me?
No, leave.
No, you take everybody. You got to leave.
You
one
just
person.
Left me and you just pulled off with them. That's what you just did. You just got on your boat and you just waved bye-bye to me.
I can't.
That's what you just did. So now we got your little answer. Carla, what's your answer?
No,
I want to see what it's
That's not what I meant, Tommy.
That's what you said.
What's your name? Go ahead, Carla. Let me get yours.
Who I'm a, what? What's
you
the question?
Know who the hell the question is. Who you leaving
That's
on the
hard.
Island?
We're going to come back and get him, but you got to leave him. Who we leaving? I know it's me.
Tommy, you're going to have to stay for a minute.
Okay. Got that. That's two.
We're going to come back
and
get you. You know how to fish.
Junior.
You know how to fish and do all that.
Junior.
Yeah.
Let's go, Junior.
I'm leaving J-Ass. No, I need all the medical attention. We both can't. I'm not splitting the doctor with him. Let me get myself checked out, and we'll worry about him later.
But see, I want to take Jay because I need the jokes. I need
to laugh.
Me and Tommy tell jokes, damn
well,
straight.
They're all comedians.
No, they done both left me. Go ahead, Jay.
Tommy, I didn't mean that.
I left Jay.
Yeah.
I left them.
Well.
We both.
Well, I want to be the sickest person on the boat, so I'm definitely leaving Junior's ass.
When they come back and get me, don't be around.
All right, we'll do more questions when we come back. We'll do more questions when we come back. More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Let's get back. Refresh everybody what happened.
We were just asking people fun. I mean, I was just asking you guys fun, random questions. You know, questions off the top of the dome. Uh-huh. Then Jay came in and asked this crazy question about.
It was. Okay, all right, set it up.
All right, you asked the question, if we were all on an island, who would I leave and come back and get? But I thought you said, who would I take? Mm-hmm. I said Tommy.
But the question was, who would you leave? So basically, Bombay Odds, you got on the vote and left me.
Deuces.
Carla said the same thing. She leaving.
Peace out.
Bye.
Junior said he leaving Jay because he wanted to have all the medical attention.
Right.
I don't need him in the way. And
Jay said he's leaving Junior because he wants to be the sickest person on the boat. That's a badge of honor.
Let me say this though.
What?
When you and Carla come back, it's war.
Okay? I declare war.
Nobody's leaving the island when y'all get back.
I thought Steve was there. I would have definitely have left Steve.
Oh, we about to be Gilligan then when y'all get back. Nobody leaves.
Well, if it's Gilligan. Then
Tommy,
I'm Ginger.
Who would you leave? Who would you leave, Tommy? We didn't ask him.
Jay.
Who would you leave?
He can't leave.
You know what, Jay? You know what? I've changed so much, Jay. I would leave myself because I love y'all so much.
Just Negroes lying.
Beautiful. All that to lot of us. I know damn well you're going to leave me. I'm not worried about it. It's just a question.
I love all y'all so much. I would just stay myself and wait for y'all to come back.
I just don't see that Negro standing on the island. Y'all go ahead.
Well, see,
I'm all right. No,
that's changed. That was my initial response that I couldn't leave anyone because it'd be too hard.
That's not how that works. this is why people don't be in leadership positions because they can't make decisions.
But let me say this:
somebody got to be left.
I'm already over here dreaming that this is.
Everybody's leaving you. You don't want that.
Yeah. I'm dreaming that this is Fantasy Island, and it's a bunch of naked people on the other side of the island.
Crazy.
All I know, if it's Gilligan's Island, I'm Ginger. That's all I know.
Well, I guess I'm Mary Ann.
All right, here we go.
I'm the professor.
No, you're not.
I got Flexa Steel. I got everything.
Okay. So here we go. Let's see. I'm going to ask you this, Tommy. What TV characters do you wish were your friends in real life? That's a good one.
Ray Donovan.
Oh, yes.
Ray Donovan, baby.
He is the man.
Yes.
He is the man. Oh, I love Ray Donovan.
One more.
Friends?
Uh-huh.
TV characters.
Let me see. Okay, I'm running out of time. Can we pause for a second?
No. Pause one. One.
They're live.
Yeah. It's just a question.
I know. I just want to.
We all into it, though.
Come on, Shirley. We'll leave your ass right there.
That's why you're going to get left.
That's why you get left. I think.
So now y'all all leaving me now.
All right, look. When we come back, we're going to tell you all about Sand and Soul right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I have an idea.
What?
Let's tell people about Sand and Soul again.
This is the third annual Sand and Soul Festival Airphone. Listen to this. 17 events. 5 days, 4 nights, one incredible time. Where? Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Location, Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. October 10th through October 14th, that's Columbus Day weekend, y'all. Now, these are some of the amenities that you can get at the fabulous Sand and Soul. You can ask anybody that went last year how it was the bomb. These are some of the amenities. All inclusive, food, alcohol, 24-hour room service. Leave your wallet at home. Don't even, I ain't even pull it out. Jacuzzi and balcony in every room. That's bubbles.
Yeah.
Free Wi-Fi and free calls back to the States. Please, please bring your cell phone. 13 swimming pools, y'all. 11 restaurants. 23 bars and lounges. Ooh. Unlimited resort credit. And the largest casino in the Caribbean. Really nice casino. I had a great time there. Slot machines that always could play my video poker. They treated me real nice. Gotta go back.
Go to SteveHarveyFM.com for information.
Unlimited resort credits. Largest casino in the Caribbean. Go to SteveHarveySandAndSoul.com. Phone number 1-800-684-2825. Listen to this lineup. The Welcome to Paradise. Genuine is performing live. Got that pony. Jump on it. Casino Royale party. Come razor sharp, dressed to impress. We got an 80s party. Party like it's the 80s with Dougie Fresh performing live. Tears of Joy comedy show with your favorite comedians. Showtime at the Apollo. We got the Act Like a Success Masterclass. We got the Beauty Bar hosted by my wife Marjorie. We got Steve and Marjorie Harvey Charity Golf Classic. We got jazz and cocktails on the beach. We got cigars and cognacs. Cigars rolled on site. We got the Red Light District Party. Kid Capri's performing live. Red attire suggested. And then we got Party at the Sea Day Cruise. Party at Sea Day Cruise. That's just so much stuff to do. It's going to be a wonderful time. Thank y'all. See you there.
All right, Steve, that is correct. Go to SteveHarveySandAndSoul.com. We will see you next year in Punta Cana, the Dominican Republic, baby. Woo-hoo. Yeah. All right, thank you. We will be back with closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this at 49 After.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go. Last break of the day. Steve, your closing remarks for us.
Hey, let me give you this thought that'll help you out. About other people's opinion. Don't let other people's opinion determine your direction. Don't let other people's opinions affect your direction. Let me explain something to you. They don't know. They actually do not know what's best for you. Most people don't. Even people who are well-meaning. They just really don't know. The answer to your success lies really, I'm telling you, between you and the relationship you have with God. God is in the dream come true business. And whatever he puts in your imagination, that's what he had for you. We've covered this last week. But if you're going to allow people's opinion, other people's opinion, to affect your direction, you are now being guided by some people other than you and God. What do they really know? Another thing about other people's opinion, you got to be careful of them because sometimes you need to look very closely at the person that's providing the opinion. Look at them. Some of them really, really shouldn't be in their advisory capacity. They really shouldn't, man. It's some people passing out advice in your life that ain't took their own advice. It's some people giving you advice who need to be advised. It's some people giving you advice that don't listen to nothing nobody else got to say. And their life is just an example of it. They are walking results of their opinion of themselves and their ability to follow directions. So you got to be careful when you're taking directions from other people because everybody don't mean well. They don't, even when they think they do. Man, how many times, man, in my life, man, if I let somebody give me an opinion about me, an opinion, which I should have never have listened to. You know, I say this all the time. I was watching Joel Osteen on TV, and he said, people's opinion of you is none of your business, nor should you make it yours. It doesn't matter what their opinion of you is. It just doesn't matter. Because God is in the come get you business. Let me tell you something, man. Wherever you are right now, I'm going to tell you a story I heard one time. It's like the Thomas in the boat story. This man named Thomas one day was out on a boat by himself. It was a beautiful day. He was out there sailing on a boat. And a storm came up out of nowhere. And it capsized the boat. And he was way out and he was lost at sea. But he got lost and he got washed up on a deserted island. And so he got up, he woke up, he was shook up pretty bad, and he found himself on this deserted island. He didn't know where his boat was or nothing. He was just sitting there because the boat had capsized. And so he's sitting there, and so days went by. Days and days and days went by. He just out on this island, just trying to make it work. Running out of food. He can't get nobody's attention. He drawing notes in the sand and stuff. Help. Nothing. Planes going by. He waving. Don't nobody see him. He just on this island. So weeks had went by, so he got kind of crafty. So he decided one day to build himself some shelter. He took some bamboo and some banana leaves, and he built, you know, a little covering just for some shelter at night. And this is going along pretty good for a few days, but he's getting a little bit more and more depressed because nobody can find him. I mean, it ain't a boat going by or nothing. And he just started getting real down on himself because his predicament seemed so unbelievable. So he made a fire like he do usually at night, and the wind came up. And when the wind came up, a couple of the sparks hit the shelter, these dried banana leaves and bamboo, and caught it on fire. I mean, a horrible fire. It's just burning it down. It had been raining that night, man, and it started raining real bad. And he trying to stay warm, and all of a sudden, sparks catch hold. And all of a sudden, his whole house, little hut, temporary shelter is on fire. And he just threw now. And he just going, God, where are you, man? What are you doing to me now? I've been out here weeks. I can't get off this island. You don't hear me. And now you done burned down my shelter. I mean, it's just a fire just burning. And he's standing there, man, just complaining and telling God how he done forsaked him and he done forgot he was out here in all this trouble. Been out here all these weeks. Lord, where are you now? And all of a sudden, he saw some flashlights. And he saw some people running up on shore. And he couldn't believe it, but some people had found him. And he said, man, I've been out here for weeks. What did y'all do? How did y'all find me? They said, we saw your smoke signal that you sent up. We just responded to your smoke signal. He just dropped down and started crying because he thought God had forsaken him, burned up his hut. But see, that disastrous moment right there turned out to be just what he needed, that smoke signal. And they saw that. What he thought was a disastrous fire, the one ship that was going by saw the flames and the smoke. And the rest of it saw it.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.